Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is 6:48. I'm Howard Feldman. A very, very good morning. We were driving home from Plettenberg Bay. My son was a little bit ahead of us in the car, and they called us to say that he got a flat tire. We managed. He pulled over to the side of the road. We managed to change it. It was a bit of a Jewish experience. We had to YouTube to see how to actually change a tire. Either way, it came with a small tire. We had to get it replaced. It was a whole story. But what it wasn't was a blowout. And there is a significant difference between a blowout and a flat tire. Eugene Herbert is the chief executive of Master Drive. Good morning. Thanks for joining
us. Good morning, Howard.
How are you doing?
Well, I can't complain. Thank you. I take my trip tomorrow back from the coast. I kind of empathize with the long journey that you had.
Yeah, in fact, what made it quite difficult as well is we were driving back from Plett. It was about an hour and a half out of Crofrenet when this happened. And then, of course, his car only came with a biscuit tire, which meant there was no way that we could drive all the way back to Johannesburg. This was Sunday, the 2nd of January. Now, to try and find a place open in Crofrenet on a Sunday, the 2nd of January, to replace tires was quite difficult. Eventually, we did find somebody who was incredibly kind, opened up for us, changed the tire, you know, replaced the tires for us, and off we went. But what is this new thing with these biscuit tires, and what are you meant to do? And I know it's not fully our topic, but I just think it's also valuable for people who might not realize that they can't drive the whole way home on a spare.
Well, you know, how would you talk about the Imari biscuit tire, because it's so small. Mm, that is the kind of the euphemism for a spare wheel. However, you know, today, in fact, there's one step worse than that, in my opinion, is where vehicles don't have a spare tire at all.
What?
And they say they've got this pump, you know.
Oh, this run flat.
Ford Mustangs. Mm. No, they've got ride flat tires, but you can imagine you shred your tire completely. No amount of ride flat is going to actually help you. So personally, I love a full spare wheel because that gives me peace of mind. But, you know, the type of thing that we should do, and let's accept in your son's case, he's got this Mari biscuit wheel. Mm. Do we even check that? You know, when we go on a long trip, because
we
it's there, so we just we carry on. It could be 10, 15 years old. Who knows? So the point to remember with the Mari biscuit tire, and I know it's off topic, it can only travel so far at X speed because it's not designed to carry on at high speed. You can travel on, I think, for 80. You can travel it to 80 k's an hour or something like that to get you to your point of where you can have the tire repaired, replaced, or whatever it is. Mm. But if I can speak to some of the things, and I know we're going to talk about what you should do if you have a blowout. But firstly, tire care is critical. You know, we need to look after our tires, and it's not just a matter of pumping them to the required pressure. Because remember, also different garages have different pumps. They drop them, they throw them around. So we just make sure that the pressure that we're in there is accurate, anything from 2 bar kind of thing. Now, the next thing that we should be looking at, and certainly on a long trip, have our tires suffered any damage? We may have ridden into a pothole or something like that. Visually, it looks okay. But, you know, behind where we can't see on the other side of the wheel, there's a bulge or something like that, which is fractured. The carcass. Now, you travel at high speed, and if the tire is underinflated, it's going to have a blowout. So what we really need to do is mentally prepare it. And I know it catches us unawares, because how many of us have had a blowout? But here's the right thing to do is A, don't panic. B, lift the foot off the throttle. Don't hit the brake. And keep both hands firmly on the steering wheel, which is one of the reasons why you shouldn't be talking on a cell phone.
Right, all right? Absolutely.
Both hands on the wheel. Just have a quick look in the mirror if you haven't been looking in any case, because you could be in the right lane, for example. Mm. So you now want to move over to the left lane and eventually to be in the emergency lane where you can effect change. The thing that you don't want to do is put your foot on the brakes. And so I know
it's counterintuitive.
It's intuitive. You want to put your foot on the brake. Now, the tire is underinflated. More tread on that on the road, because it's now, let's assume the blowout has left the carcass in place.
Right.
You put brakes on, there's more tire on that side of the road, it's going to pull automatically. So if you jump on the brakes, and you're going to find yourself suddenly swerving across into the emergency lane, into the path of oncoming traffic or something. So the principle is cool head, both hands in the wheel, lift off the throttle until you can find a safe place to pull off on the side of the road. That could be 50 meters, 100 meters, right, or whatever it is.
Is it a very big difference if it's the front tire or the back tire?
You know what? It's a whole lot safer on the front tire, and that sounds ironical. But you can feel it because that's what your steering is doing. It's picking up what happens over there. It is actually, in my opinion, safer on the front because you get almost instantaneous. Now, what happens if the rear tire has had a sudden failure or something like that? The only time you may realize it is when you're forced to turn. Now, you can imagine you've got no air in that tire, and you suddenly turn to the right, and it's on the right-hand side. You could find the rim digs in or something like that, and you could have a serious incident. So we trust that it shouldn't happen, and if you care for your tires regularly. And you know what? If you made the note about looking on YouTube. If we don't have the mechanical expertise to check our tires properly, there's this super quick and whoever it is, Tiger wheel and tire, pop in there before your long journey. Have a look, and that's for the guys coming back from the coast now. Go along, let them have a look at it. If it costs you a few rand, typically it won't. Yeah. At least you have peace of mind while driving.
Absolutely right. There is no doubt about it. What about these things that you can buy that inflate your tire again?
Yes, that is if you have a puncture. And I always keep one of those in the car, and I have a puncture repair kit in the car as well. So that if there was a nail, for example, that went into the tire, you can do a home job. But that, remember, that's also not permanent. Eh?
Right.
When you get to your destination, go to a tire specialist and let them fix it properly. Now, the beauty of that is that it is temporary. So for those guys who don't have a wheel in there, there's an emergency kit. You know, you could even find that your spare wheel is flat. So if you have that, it's like an aerosol, you put it into your tire. But remember, it's not going to pump it up to 2.5 bar. It's going to be sufficient pressure. The fluid, that liquid itself, will seal the puncture, and you'll be able to drive on to your next destination. I'm driving a 4x4 at the moment, so let's make sure I've got a small compressor in there, so that if I have to pump up the tire, I can do that for myself.
Right. But how do you know how safe it is? You know, let's just say you've got a puncture, it's relatively flat, you want to use one of these aerosols and carry on driving to your destination. How do you make sure that you don't land up with another blowout?
Okay, so if you have a look at, we mentioned a nail in the tire or a screw or something like that, that's relatively safe. You see it over there. It could, in fact, even not come out. You could just put the fluid in and it could seal the hole. However, remember what you started talking about, a blowout.
Right.
Now, if there's a blowout or there's a serious gash in the tire, no amount of aerosol, that fluid, is going to seal that. No way. So clearly it's not safe. You may have to call for a breakdown or something like that. But if you see it on the around the rim of the tire, not on the sidewall, because typically the sidewall, if there's any damage, no tire specialist is going to recommend that you keep it because that's compromising the integrity of the whole tire. So if we don't have the expertise, let's just pop along on Tiger Wheel and Tire or Super Quick or something and say, please analyze this quickly. I know tires are not cheap, but how cheap is the excess on an accident that you have?
Absolutely.
How cheap is the hospital bills that you're going to have to forfeit? How cheap is the stay off work, et cetera, et cetera? So even if you have to put it on budget account, well, go ahead and do it.